the Waparito. August 15th is when it slams into all Burger King locations. I smell another Eating with the Hungry.
Yeah, coming up. That could happen.
I'm a little bit into it now that I saw it doesn't have the mayonnaise and mustard. It has actual queso sauce.
Let me explain what the Waparito is.
Sure.
Okay.
It's a Whopper without the mayonnaise and mustard, but with queso sauce.
Okay.
All in a burrito wrap.
In a tortilla.
What you said.
Tortilla.
Lindsay is much more skilled in the native culture of Mexico than I am.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Waparito. Are you guys excited?
No.
Are you as excited as I am?
I don't know how excited you are.
Very excited.
Okay, really? Well, obviously I'm not because I can't eat it. So.
But did you hear what it is? It's a Whopper. It's a traditional Whopper almost, mm-hmm. but it's wrapped in a tortilla.
Yeah, it is.
This is revolutionary.
I mean,
it's very continental too. Many cultures combining.
This is kind of what happens when you get a Whopper mm-hmm. and you say, you know what, I really don't want to eat all of this right now. So you take a couple bites, you put it in the fridge, and then you go, oh, the bun has been ruined. Oh, wait, I've got a leftover tortilla.
Right.
I'm just going to cram it in here and then kick the whole thing in the wave for about 45. And
have you done
bam,
this?
There you
it
go.
It could be how the idea was even born in the first place.
Dude,
you know?
I am a ghetto chef from the way
back. Wow. Yeah, you are.
Is there any of our Latin American listeners that are upset about the appropriation of culture here?
Well, I think we've been Tex-Mex food is appropriated, right? But, oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I don't know.
Because they just put the Ito, uh-huh. which I thought, Dusty, you're more of a Spanish speaker than
I am. It means little.
It means little, right?
Yeah, so this would be little Whopper.
Oh!
Very. Waparito is a little Whopper.
Yeah,
it's like a little slider Whopper.
You're expecting a little. Exactly. Yeah.
That's sometimes.
Expecting a slider, and instead you get this Whopper.
You know what? I sort of preempt taking my pants down by saying it's small, but it's mean.
Yeah.
It's a Whopperito.
Maybe they should have called it like a Whopper-tia or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe. So a Whopper and a tortilla.
It's simply oxymoronic, and I mean that in the purest verbal definition mm-hmm. sense. But I am excited to try it. Anyway, 801-570-1019. Please let us know if you're offended. We love your calls.
Next, I'm just going to roll up a piece of pizza and stick it in a tortilla.
Mm. Mm.
Already done that.
Pizzerito?
Pizzerito.
$1 million right here.
It's stupid ass shit.
What?
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I actually think today the stuff isn't all that dumb. Leslie Jones, who is a from Saturday Night Live mm-hmm. and the new Ghostbusters movie, I guess she's been an enthusiastic live tweeting the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
So much so that NBC says, hey, why don't you come over to Rio and comment for
Sweet.
Us?
So that's crazy.
She's going to be with Bob Costas and the gang. This is one of her tweets.
All right, y'all. I done figured out how to watch 2 or 3 events, son. Yeah, man. I got it going on, son. USA, USA.
She has discovered the technique of watching something on TV and also
on the laptop.
Using the laptop. That's right.
Wow.
So that's what got her the gig.
She live tweeted her
way. Why didn't I think of this?
To a job.
Oh. Yeah.
Good for Leslie Jones.
For
I'll be excited. She'll add some excitement to it. And what do you got, Linz?
Oh, Panic at the Disco. They've performed this live before, but they've just done a new cover of Bohemian Rhapsody, and it's on the Suicide Squad soundtrack, and it's pretty good.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Dusty, can you sing Waparito over an important over mm-hmm. over the
oh, yeah,
part
sure.
that fits?
Open your eyes,
look up to the Waparito and see.
Oh, beautiful.
Get to the headbanging section. See if you can include Waparito in any of this here.
Oh
Dusty.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll fast forward a little bit.
Waparito. The octopus gonna eat a Waparito for lunch. Lunch.
Hell yeah, that was awesome, dude.
Just made my day. Good job, dude.
And
your voice is awesome.
Don't give him a swelled head. His back is already swollen from
the cupping.
What about Sum 41?
Yeah, okay, they definitely get the award for the punniest tour title of 2016. They are going on tour. Don't call it a sum back is what they're calling it. So they're touring in Europe, and then they're going to come back here, kick off a tour in October. They're not coming to Utah, which is lame, but they're taking Senses Fail out on the road with them, too. So pretty exciting.